This is day 5 of our seminar on the footsteps of Paul. We're going to visit another one of the churches of Revelation, plus see some other fascinating sights. We'll start with where we're at and visit Hierapolis. The name means Holy City, and it is considered a pearl among the cities of the Eastern Roman Empire. It stands on top of a white cliff that is 1.5 miles long and 500 feet wide. It was originally settled by a colony of Greeks. When the Romans took control of it, they built a city of over 12,000 people. This is amazing since the city is built on top of a major fault line, which caused many earthquakes. The Romans didn't care. They thought it was a holy city, so they simply built it again every time it was destroyed. The fault line runs 1 mile through the center of the city and under the Temple of Apollo and a cave near it called Gates of Hell. This fault line is the source of the 60 AD earthquake that caused major destruction in so many of the cities on our tour. The people of that day thought the Gates of Hell was the entrance to the underground, so the Greeks built a statue of Pluto above the entrance of the cave. He was considered the god of the underground. People traveled to this place to seek favor of Pluto and witness his power. They were sold animals for the purpose of sacrifice. About 500 spectators sat in the sitting area above the entrance to the Gates of Hell. They couldn't see the entrance since they were sitting over the top of it. But as they watched, a priest, dressed like a woman, walked the animal down to the lower level and stood facing the people in front of the entrance of the cave. Suddenly, the animal would fall down to the ground dead. But the priest, standing next to the dead animal, would still be alive. The fault line and the mysterious cave were both caused by a huge chamber of magma 3 miles beneath the city. Its temperature was around 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It heated the water above and filled it with carbon dioxide. A high density of this invisible gas flowed out of the cave, enough to kill anything that breathed it. The priest didn't die because carbon dioxide is heavier than air. Since he was standing upright, he was breathing a much less density of the gas. The poor animal had its head down and took in the deadly fumes. This same gas helped produce a prosperous textile business. The high mineralized level of the water was perfect for fixing dye on fabric. In fact, it is artificially produced in today's textile industry. This natural resource made them famous for their woolen fabric. Hierapolis had another industry that brought in great riches. Their mineralized water was channeled to their Roman spa. The rich and famous flocked here to find healing. But unfortunately, it was too late for many of them. Therefore, the city has a large number of lavish tombs, some containing upwards to 90 skeletons. It is one of the largest surviving cemeteries in the Roman world. When Paul was at Ephesus, he influenced the starting of the church in this town. A few years later, 60 AD, the apostle Philip arrived with a disciple named Bartholomew and his sister, Mary Ann. He taught Christ and healed the sick. The pagan priests saw him as a heretic. They arrested him, whipped him, and drug him through the streets. In 80 AD, he was crucified upside down, and Bartholomew was hung by his hair. The tomb of Philip was set aside from all the other tombs. For the next 100 years, Christians were persecuted for their beliefs. In the 4th century, pagan worship was banned, the temple of Apollo was knocked down, and the gate of hell was blocked up with stones. A large church was built on the site where Philip was martyred. Hierapolis became the center of Christianity. The place that once was the city of Apollo and Pluto became the city of Philip and Jesus. If you want to go deeper, go to Wikipedia or YouTube and type in Gates of Hell, Hierapolis. This will help prepare you for this site. Also, look up Colossians 4, verses 12 and 13. This is where Hierapolis is mentioned in the Bible. Here is your tip for the week. Don't refer to the people of Turkey as Arabs. They don't like that. They may be Muslim, but they're not Arabs. Well, we'll be talking to you next week.